Jefferson County North Coaches Insight Program. It continues here on Care 93.7. One final time in 2023. It's presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Brandon Tamman. We got the boys basketball coach Corey Knoll spending a few minutes with us before the break. And coach, a lot to dissect. And of course, your team just trying to get the feet back under them. A lot of these kids, of course, still coming off that football season, the run to the state championship, but you've had a little bit more time to get some of these guys acclimated and back from injuries. No game on Tuesday, so let's go back to Friday. Hostile environment on the road, a very good Horton team who's undefeated, and certainly a lot you could take away from that game, but Horton able to pull it out 45-38. Just, again, an overall thought and take away from that game last Friday.
Yeah, overall, I thought it was a fun game. I thought the atmosphere at Horton was awesome for our guys to play. It was December, but it felt like a postseason game. You know, the crowd was into it. It was a fun environment. Now, with that said, it was a tie game going into the third quarter. I thought we played really well for three quarters. And then we get to the fourth quarter, and the game essentially came down to turnovers. Horton took care of the ball, and we had a lot of turnovers, and a lot of them were unforced. We didn't score the first 7 minutes, I believe. We didn't score. We only scored the last minute of the fourth quarter. And you're not going to win any games like that, tight games on the road against teams like Horton. So we got to do a much better job of taking care of the ball. But overall, I thought offensively it looked good for three quarters. It just kind of maybe is fatigue, whatever it was. We got to take care of the ball better in the fourth quarter.
Well, now you've got at least a few more days with that no game on Tuesday, but now you get a tough stretch here with back-to-back games Thursday and Friday. You'll see Pleasant Ridge next week as well before the holiday break. But, you know, guys like R.B. Tweed, Grady Knoll, you know, guys who hadn't really seen much time, you know, through the first two games, but able to get them going in the second half of that Horton game. Just, you know, how nice was it to kind of see those two guys back out there and just trying to get their feet wet?
For sure, yeah. I think a big thing with this group is depth is a big, big key for us. We got a lot of guys we can rotate in, and especially early when we don't have all that depth, we don't have the conditioning in yet. That plays a huge factor. So being able to get some of those guys back has definitely helped out a ton. Now we just got to continue to move forward. You know, this week we're dealing with a lot of guys with some sickness, and so the depth is still a little limited at the moment. So all those guys, we just need to step up and be ready to play. And I thought they did a great job of that on Friday as well.
So now you get three games roughly in about a 5 or 6 day stretch, a back to back here with a Thursday game against Troy, a Friday game against Oskaloosa, who's off to a nice little start here in Northeast Kansas League play. And then you'll turn around and get Pleasant Ridge on Tuesday. Before you kind of dive into that Troy matchup here for Thursday night, just what's kind of your thought here on just kind of how this last stretch is for you guys to go into the break?
Yeah, to be honest, it's a little brutal. we didn't have much practice time before our first game. We played a very good Moore Hill team, turn around, play a very good Horton team, and now we get off, and now we have Troy and Oskaloosa back-to-back, and both those teams are playing really well at the moment, too. So with not a lot of prep, we kind of got thrown to the wolves here early. And, you know, we could have excuses, all that stuff. But I think our guys are playing well, and we'd like to get a couple of wins here to have some confidence going into the break.
So Thursday night here with Troy, what's the scouting report look like, and what's it going to take, and a few keys for a win in that one?
I think a lot of it, to be honest, is kind of like looking in the mirror to some extent. They have some guards that like to get downhill. They have good size inside. They play fast. They play physical. They played a lot of man. I've seen they've been playing a little more zone lately. I think maybe that's just out of necessity with some foul troubles at times. But I think it'll be a good matchup. They turn it into a full court game. We like full court games. So I think that'll be a good one with Troy. And then we go to Troy, so it'll be a late time getting back on Thursday and turn around and play a tough Oskaloosa team at home on Friday.
Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Again, a Thursday tilt here on the road at Troy, and then they turn around Friday at home against Oskaloosa. So they'll get Pleasant Ridge on the road Tuesday before they get a couple weeks off for the holiday break. Again, coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck here in these next few games, and we'll talk to you after the break.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.